Hello, did I get Mr. Bengold?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, this is Marco speaking from Inter Zagreb Radio. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm speaking with you, but besides that, everything is great. Are you ready for a short set of questions?
I am. I do apologize for your missed calls earlier on. I was, I woke up at 9 o'clock, which is quite rare. Usually I'm up a lot earlier, but I did some live stream last night, which took me into the early hours. So, I think there was a miscommunication in the time difference, but not a problem at all.
And no, it's our mistake. So sorry for that, because I forgot that there is like 1 hour difference between Croatia and UK. Everything is fine. Yeah. So
hey, no worries.
Okay. So first of all, I, on behalf of the whole radio team, I want to congratulate you on your new single Kingdoms, which I personally really like. Is there a certain story behind that track, and why Kingdoms as a title?
Good question. It's special to me because it was the first track that I finished in my new studio space. It came together pretty quick. I wrote the melody actually a while ago, but when I sat down this time to produce the track, I had a real clear direction of where I wanted to go. It has lots of power. It has authority, a ton of attitude. It's trademark Bengold. So I'm really happy that I could release this record for the last track of 2017 and close this year off with a bang. With the title, you know what? It's quite hard naming tracks, especially instrumental tracks that have no lyrics in. When I was listening to it, I just felt that I was traveling through kingdoms or traveling through different cities, actually. I started to brainstorm, and I sent it to Armin van Buuren, and he played it for the very first time in Egypt by the pyramids. So I just thought, you know what? Egypt is a huge kingdom. So let's call it Kingdoms. There's no other fancy story around it, really, apart from that.
Oh, I mean, it's a great story. And how long did it take you to make it? And when you make a song, who is the first person that you seek an opinion from?
The process of this track probably took about 1 month, and that's not every day in the studio. That's, you know, 1 day or 2 days here, 3 days here, and then maybe go on tour, come back, and work on it some more. The actual theme to the song, the melody, I wrote about between nine months and a year previous, but I didn't have it. I didn't play the melody in the chords that it's played in, in the release. They were more pads. It was more strings, you know, very chilled out. And I was trying to find a melody to go on top of the chords. And I guess that's where I went wrong 9 months, 1 year ago, because the melody was already there in front of me. So having some time off was great. And then when I heard it again in the studio, instead of playing it in strings, I played it in a rhythm. And then all of a sudden, this melody came to life.
You can go on. I mean, and when you make a new track, who is the first person that you play it to? The friends, family?
The first person that hears it, whether I play it to this person or not, the first person that hears it is my mum. And the reason for that is because my studio is at my mum's house. It has been for forever. I've always had my studio at my mum's. With me moving around and, you know, maybe from renting one property to another property, my mum has always stayed in the same location. So she's in and out the house, so she will always hear stuff, although I don't actually play it to her.
So mum listens to trance music, whether she wanted or not.
Listen, my mum has listened to trance music for as long as I've been making music. And you know what? She loves it. She really does. I've taken her not on tour, but I've flown her out to Ibiza and she's seen me play at Cream at Amnesia. She's also come to one of my London shows. She's very supportive. And she accepts and allows me to play really banging trance music in her house all day. So she must love it, I guess.
Well,
apart from that,
great story. I mean, it must be a great mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you, one of the highlights of 2017 for you is, of course, your back-to-back set with Sandrovic at AFS Live during special State of Trance episode during Amsterdam Dance Event. What else besides that gig made this year remarkable for you?
You know what, touching on the ASOP back-to-back set with Sandrovic, it was really great. Like, I get on with Sandrovic, Ian, like, really well. We've been talking now for about four or five years, and we have a great relationship outside of music. We decided to get into the studio together a couple of years ago, and we created Vindicta, and then we created Vendetta, and then we did a back-to-back in the UK, and I think people started talking about that, and A State of Trance heard the idea and they approached us and said, do you want to close the ADE special in Amsterdam? So it was a great opportunity for us to step up and do something on a big stage. We both really enjoyed it. But you know what? This year's been really great. I've played some great festivals, Creamfields, Ultra Music Festival in Europe, Electronic Family, of course, Tomorrowland, and then also some amazing club shows. Probably started the year off in the best possible way with a world-exclusive 8-hour open-to-close set in a solo show in Montreal on New Year's Eve. And, yeah, that was really great. It was very challenging to play 8 hours, but I got through it, although the last hour was very tiring. It's a lot of concentration, but I think that was the best way to start the year. I visited some amazing places, Prague, alongside Vinny Vici. That was amazing this year. Cream in Ibiza.
Maybe you come to Zagreb in Croatia. Yeah, consider that.
Yeah, I would love to come. I think maybe hopefully we can arrange that for 2018.
Well, we'll see. Let me ask you, speaking of your performances and your music, in a really short time, you became one of the most remarkable names of a State of Trance and Armada Music family. Now, what is your relationship with those two labels? Are you really like a family or?
Yeah, absolutely. I talk to at least one person from Armada every day, whether it's my A&R, the PR guys, creative team. Things are always moving behind the scenes, and that's what I really like about Armada. They always want to get the best out of me, and they give me the resources to ensure that they get I can get the best out of them. So it's a really great relationship. I've enjoyed playing at a State of Trance for, I think it's six consecutive years. And yeah, may I continue to do so for the next six? They're always great parties, and to be invited by Armin is always an honor and a privilege.
Yeah, well, time flies. So 2 years ago, it's been 2 years since you released your song "I'm in a State of Trance," which was chosen as ASOT 750 anthem. And how did you feel at the moment when you found it out?
When I found that out, I had no idea that I was going to win that competition. And I always approached it as a competition. Once I wrote the melody, I never changed it. And that's what's quite funny with this track in particular, because as I said to you about Kingdoms, I would write a melody and then, you know, maybe not be in the right space to then go on and produce the track at that time. I save everything, so I can always go back to stuff and say, okay, yeah, actually we could use that right now in this track or whatever. With the Estate of Trance anthem, I wrote the chords and I wrote the melody, and it never changed, and instantly I had the vision of where it wanted to go. I treated it like a competition. I submitted my entry the same way that everyone else did, And when I found out, it was funny because I had my family round and I was cooking them like a pre-Christmas dinner. I was touring all over Christmas, so I didn't get that much time to spend with them. So I invited everyone over, and it just happened to be on the same day that A State of Trance was announcing the winner. So it was a really lovely time in, you know, we could listen to it live, and I had everyone there, and my mum had already heard it 100 times already, but it was really nice. It was a game changer for me, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's called I'm in a State of Trance. What is trance for you in only 3 words?
Do you know what? It's subjective, because trance is whatever you want it to be. Trance, for me, I guess, is an escape. When, you know, if I'm feeling really happy, I can put trance on and I can continue to be happy. If I'm sad, I can put trance on and it can play with my emotions to make me feel sad, but then also happy at the same time. I think trance, for me, is, you know, the key thing is emotion.
Yeah.
My trance has energy, and my trance has attitudes. Now, that's just the way that I describe my flavor.
Yeah, you have that uplifting note in your song. So I would like to know, what is your opinion on the fact that psytrance is being more and more popular nowadays, and with all the new names coming on the scene? How do you comment that?
I don't make psytrance, but when I play a set that's maybe, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, there's definitely a time in that set where I have the opportunity to play one or two psytracks. Now, I wouldn't call it psytrance that I play. I play psy-influenced stuff that's maybe the more commercial kind of psytrance. I think it's great for the scene. I also feel that it's such a fast genre in terms of the BPM. The speed of it's really fast. And I don't know whether maybe now it's hit a ceiling and people are now producing psytrance tracks at a slower BPM to create a different vibe. That's what I'm noticing now. Instead of the 138, 140, 142, or even the 144 BPM records, like Roll the Credits by Simon Patterson, his new track is awesome, by the way. I'm noticing the psy-influenced bassline tracks now at 135. So I think that shows now that psytrance is expanding, and I think it's great. I think it's great for a producer to be creative in the studio and try and come up with something different, and I think that's what's starting to happen now. I think it will continue to stay fresh, stay relevant, and exciting. I think as long as the genre achieves that, maybe not all the time, but when things start getting a bit repetitive or samey, you know, oh, we heard that last time, or this is not something new, I think when it starts to refresh itself for the best and in ways that are really pushing the boundaries, and I think the genre will stay exciting, and I can kind of see that with psytrance.
Well, and just one last question, what can we expect from you in 2018?
You know what, I'm more excited about 2018 than I've ever been about any other year, and when it gets to September, October of each and every year, I start planning for the next year. What am I going to do? And this year, I've decided that it's time to work on an artist album concept. Now, take that as you will. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a full artist album. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is at the moment. But what I do know is that it will be a collection of brand new Bengal tracks with collaborations with some of my favorite artists. I have some amazing songwriters on board who have delivered amazing vocals. I have live instruments, So it's I'm pushing my boundaries as we go into 2018. Yes, it's important to keep the underground scene very much in my sights, because that's where I'm from and that's where I want to continue to develop. But I, as I was explaining in the previous question, I think it's all about, you know, keeping things fresh and moving forward. And that's what I'm working on right now, a concept that pushes my boundaries and will give the fans and any new fans some new music and some new direction from Van Gold.
Well, we wish you all the best and we hope to catch you at some of your gigs, maybe at one of upcoming ASAT events. Well, Ben, thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And just for the end, I would kindly ask you to record two IDs for our radio. The first one is, hi guys, this is Ben Gold and you're listening to Enter Zagreb. That's the name of the radio station. And the other one is like a Christmas one. Hi, Enter Zagreb, Ben Gold here. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and all the best in 2018.
Okay, 1 second. Hang on. Just get in. Okay, cool. You tell me when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ben Gold, and you are listening to Enter Zagreb.
Great.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. And Christmas one?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ben Gold. I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I cannot wait to see you in 2018.
Ben, thank you very much. This was perfect.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
I'll see you soon. Cheers.
Cheers. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.